Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel, and his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. And it's been over 100 so far over his career. We get no advance notice, so it's a lovely surprise for us as well as for you. But you basically have control. And a little bit of change today. Merlin has requested that we spend a couple of minutes once in a while having Rod, before he goes into trance, talk just a bit about his background and how he got started. So I'm just going to ask a couple of questions, and we'll probably do this about once a month. But a lot of people have asked, well, you know, who are you? How did you get started? How does one do this? That kind of stuff. So, Rod, can you talk a little bit about how you got started with trance channeling?
Well, the odd thing is that when I was a young child, I could both see and hear spirit. And then I got educated out of that. And so there's this big hole in my life for a long time. When I was about 40, I found my way back. But the way that I get information from spirit now is different. I don't see and hear. I simply have a knowing. So it's yes, the same and is different.
And your parents apparently didn't handle your capabilities very well.
I think it scared them very much.
Yes, they weren't prepared for a child like you. Okay. Okay. Well, we're certainly glad you found your way back. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. And I experience Rod as very intuitive most of the time. So it's, like you said, it's a knowing now, but it also, he can feel answers just when he's not in trance, just feel answers to situations or people's questions kind of on a continuing basis, which I guess is both a blessing and sometimes not a blessing. Okay, could you know too much?
You noticed.
Yeah, right. There's always two sides to the coin, isn't there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's get started. We will take questions in the order of call-in. And so the numbers to call, if you're in listen only and you want to ask a question, you need to call a different number. The listen-only numbers are different from the call-in numbers. So the call-in for question and answer is a toll-free 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Now, if for any reason that line should be busy, which happens once in a while, there's an alternate number to call, and that number is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. So, if we are ready, let's welcome the being for today.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
My name is Mata Hari.
Oh, Mata Hari. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay. How can you help us today? Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background?
I had a life as a very famous entertainer. But the reason I was famous was I put a lot of passion in my work. And I recommend passion to all of you. Whatever you're doing, put passion in it.
Wonderful. And you were a film actress and...
Singer.
Okay. Beautiful. I understand also that you did some very important work, I believe during World War I or about that time?
About that time, yes.
Okay. Do you want to tell us anything about that?
That was when I was a spy and not comfortable work by any means, I have to say.
Oh, I'm sure.
So, important, yes. Comfortable, not at all.
All right. Well, I'm sure you did wonderful work and were a great asset to the truth.
Thank you. Yes, I think it was very helpful.
Okay. Well, I believe we have a caller, Barbara, on line one. Barbara, are you there?
Yes.
Hello, good. Dear one.
What was I in my past life, if any lives I had?
There's a considerable number of past lives for you, dear. That's a big question. It would take hours to answer.
Wow. Would there be one coming up in particular?
One in particular. All your lives have been valuable to you, dear one. All of them.
They've been learning lessons?
Yes, you have learned many lessons.
Good and bad.
There are no bad lessons.
All good.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to ask again. It's getting close to the end of July, although we're reaching July 8th tomorrow. Will I still meet that wonderful man?
Yes, and your measure of the passage of July is interesting.
The passage of July?
Yes, you're saying the 8th of July is almost the end of it? I don't think so, dear.
No, I don't think so, but July 8th, but I'm counting the days, you see. And I'm wondering where I'm going to meet this particular person.
In a most unusual place, dear one.
Oh, what's unusual?
There are many unusual places, are there not?
Yes. Also,
yes.
What's unusual? What's happening with the currency? Are we going on gold-backed money soon?
That will happen in the near future.
Near future is days, weeks, months?
Weeks.
When will I move to Illinois? If so, when?
When will you move to Illinois? Is that the question?
Correct.
Inside 2.5 months.
With the gentleman going with me?
Yes, he's going with you.
Now I'm wondering if my son is coming through to you. His name is John.
No, dear one.
No. And my second husband, Al, is he coming through?
No, dear one.
Nothing. They don't want to be available.
They can be available to you, but not at the same time that I am present.
How do they become available to me?
If you were to ask for a channeling and ask for them in particular, and they agree to come through for you, that's how.
So that would mean I would be able to have, I would be able to call you and we would be able to work that out?
Not I. You would call Mary and work that out.
I mean Mary. Okay.
Yes.
All right. I guess those are all the questions I have for you tonight. Mata Hari, you're an entertainer. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening, dear one.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you for your good questions and participation.
Thank you.
Okay, well, there's, Barbara kind of brought this up, and it's certainly, I've brought it up before. There's so much disinformation, misinformation, and so forth about the political situation going on, and I just received an email today that apparently is getting some broad spread that very clearly gives a number of points. And it again, my sense is that they're jumping the gun with wishful thinking. For instance, General Dunford being in full command of the Republic, which is 100% funded with gold-backed currency. We're jumping the gun here, right? Is that something that's coming in process rather than present?
It is coming, dear. And there are people anxious for it to be complete. And so they participate in a little wishful thinking.
Yes, that is my sense. Has the Federal Reserve been absorbed completely into the U.S. Treasury at this time, or is that also in process?
Almost complete.
Okay. Okay. So they're in a fair amount of control.
Yes.
Okay. I personally had an experience with one of the tellers at my bank this last few days with the need for wire information, knowing that the SWIFT system is either completely defunct or being used only by a few cabal members, and that the, I believe it's a SIP system that is in place now. And she didn't know anything about it. Their little handout about the routing information, the wire information, still said SWIFT on it. So that's the only information I had to go on. Are the SIPs numbers different from the SWIFT system numbers?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's what I thought. Is the SWIFT system completely dead, or are the numbers I gave my person who's wiring to us, are those numbers still valid?
They are still workable, but not for long.
Not for long, right. Okay, like weeks at the longest?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'd prefer not to use the wire system until it settles down, if you know what I mean. But I may not have a choice with this person wanting to wire to us.
Yes, you may not.
Okay. All right. But I'm sure that there are some good people in control of the situation so that money that starts through the Swiss system won't be lost, as long as it's not a huge amount of money.
Correct.
Okay, so it'll be safe. Okay, all right. When Clinton went to Loretta Lynch's plane in Phoenix to talk with her, I certainly don't believe that they, as publicly announced, just talked about their grandchildren. Did Hillary actually resign and then renege, as is her pattern, or was Bill trying to negotiate something with Loretta Lynch?
They were trying to negotiate basically Hillary getting off the hook.
Okay. Okay, and Bill was certainly trying to use all of his talents and his gift with words to pull that off, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Not surprised.
No big surprise, no.
No, no big surprise. And that Comey, in I'm not sure how his name is pronounced, in announcing that the FBI would give Hillary a pass, but the FBI really had no power. It's the Department of Justice that has the power to take her on, right?
Yes, that's a basically a piece of non-information.
Yes. Okay, just purely for public consumption.
Yes.
Yes, with no meaning whatsoever, actually. Okay. Are the both the conventions going to take place as normally planned, the Democratic and Republican conventions?
Almost.
Almost. In other words, there could be some surprises.
There will be.
There will be. Oh, okay. Well, that sounds good to me. Okay.
Understand.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And Paul Ryan is projected to be the Republican candidate. Is that really true? Or is that just for public consumption? Or is it unknown at this time?
Dear one, you know that both the Republican and Democratic parties are going to cease to exist.
Yes, so I do know that. Yes,
that statement is funny, shall we say.
Okay. Yes, they're both basically dead. They just haven't been buried yet, right?
Correct.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
But they've had a good long run, you have to say.
Oh, they certainly have. My goodness.
Yes.
And it is time for a change. Big change.
And that is upon you.
Yes. Yes, it is. I'm so glad. Okay. There was a short video by Russian President Putin about taking Western journalists, or I guess all journalists, to task a bit for repeating the standard misinformation rather than the truth, and thus about the missiles in Europe and surrounding areas that really needs to be reported on. I felt his sincerity and his passion for the truth there, and he was totally in control of what he was saying. Is that correct?
Yes. And he is certainly within his rights to be concerned for his country's safety.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the nasties would just are trying not to stop at anything, but they're being stopped, I understand, at least little by little.
Or faster.
Or faster. Good. Good. I've been told by several sources that there's galactics and the forces of light that are advising and guiding Putin in the best course for peace, no war, and yet standing his ground for his own country and for humanity. Is this accurate?
Yes. Thank him.
Yes. Yes, very... very courageous man at this point.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me take a quick break and announce numbers again. If you are on a listen-only line and you'd like to ask a question, you need to call a different number. And the number one number to call is a toll-free. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-0888. Alternate number, in case that one should be busy, is 323 844-4831. Now, to schedule your own personal individual channeling with Rod, with whoever the being is that's going to help you the most, or for couples channeling or group channeling, the number to call is 877-716-3488. That's 877-716-3488. And that number comes to me, and I'd be happy to talk to you about scheduling. Okay. Is there anything you can share with us about the...
Let me just make a small comment here while we're waiting.
Yes.
If I may.
Please.
Every one of you is being asked to step up. Every person on the planet.
Depending on what's going on in their lives with their...
Yes, and stepping up, the particulars will differ from person to person, but that act of courage is in common. May you all have the courage to do it. I fully support you having that courage.
Yes. Yes, we, the host and I are personally seeing examples of this in our own circle of friends and contacts, certainly, and certainly to a great degree, who's stepping up and who's not at the moment. Okay. Hopefully, the engineer will be able to explain to Carol what she needs to do so that she can ask her question. Okay, is there anything you can share with us about the general political situation in the U.S. and the world that would be of value to our listeners today?
Well, given that it's all going to be drastically changed...
Yes.
Beyond that, is there some way to address it? I ask you.
Well, it's called major change, right?
It is. And it's about time, is it not?
Oh, it certainly is. We have waited so long for the messes to be cleaned up, if you will, and the people who have a different agenda for humanity and the planet to... go elsewhere or change and come to the light or whatever's appropriate, that's their choice.
Yes.
Okay. The typhoon that is hitting Taiwan and headed for China, can you explain... what maybe the, if there's a spiritual purpose behind this or some kind of positive for those people to go through what they're having to go through right now?
Can you say stirring the pot?
Oh, yes.
That's what it is, dear. It's stirring the pot.
Okay. So it's a cleansing?
Yes, it's a cleansing. It's an impetus for change. It's a cleaning away of the old, allowing the new to take root.
Okay, so there'll be some very important areas that experience serious damage and some other areas that might even be untouched.
Correct.
Okay. And is all of that controlled by the energy in each physical place as to whether it's torn apart or whether it remains the same?
It's the energy of the place and it's the energy of the people in that place.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. Good. Will there be other serious hurricanes, typhoons, storms in this period of July, August, September, October that normally has a fair amount of this on the planet?
Dear one, I don't. Hello, dear one.
Okay. Welcome, Carol.
Oh, okay. I finally got you. Well, geez. I'm sorry about that.
No problem.
All right. Thank you. My question is, you know, I've met my soulmate in this lifetime, but apparently we're not going to connect. But he is opening a healing center, and he has found a backer to back his project. I'm just wanting to know if you can tell me if that's legit or is that none of my business.
Does it impact you?
Not really, no. I guess I'm just curious, you know.
I beg your pardon. It does impact you, dear one.
Okay. How does it impact me?
Are you connected to this person?
Yeah, he's my soulmate, but I was told that we weren't going to get together in this lifetime. But he wasn't.
But what affects him affects you, yes?
I'm assuming so, yeah.
Yes. So, it affects you.
Okay.
That's my point.
Uh-huh.
And I am not sure what the question is.
Well, he's got a backer. It's going to back his project. This guy has lots of money through investments, and he's going to back his healing center. And I'm just wondering to know if this gentleman that's going to back his healing center, if that's legitimate or if he's on the right path, I guess. Maybe is how you would put it. This guy says he's going to build a hotel on Mars.
Well, I believe the intentions are good.
Uh-huh.
But the execution will be somewhat less than desired.
Okay. But my soulmate should keep pursuing this.
Did I say that?
No, but I'm asking.
My advice would be no.
Yeah, okay, well, thank you for that. I've been concerned, but...
You're welcome.
Should I relay this information to him or just let him make his own way?
Ask him if he wants it.
Yeah, he wants it.
Okay, then give it to him.
Oh, the information. Okay.
Yes.
All right, I will do that. Thank you for that advice. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
And well, I guess that's all my questions. I'm doing a lot of stuff on my own to try to heal my body. Am I helping myself or am I making myself worse?
You're helping a little bit.
Uh-huh. So I should continue on with that, what I'm doing?
I think you should do that for now, and in the meantime, look for better modalities to use.
Well, I'm waiting for the black box from Russia. What I'm waiting for. I don't know when that's going to materialize. But I had a healer coming out from Pratt to work on me. He was quite good, but now he's doesn't want to come out anymore because he's really busy, and he's having to give up his time to help me out, which, you know, isn't working out for him.
So understand. Pardon? Should you what?
Should I continue to I mean, was he helping me enough that I should continue to pursue that avenue? He worked with the fascia.
I think you will find there are others that he could recommend to you that would work for you.
Okay, and I'm working with a lady. Her name is Janet Bartlett. Is she helping me? She's helping me get in connection with my true consciousness. Is she helping me quite a bit?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, I guess that's it. And my dog that I had somebody helping his passing is still living, and I want to thank the channel that is helping him. And I guess that is it. I thank you very much. I find your show very fascinating.
Thank you, dear one.
Good night.
Thank you, Carol. Take
thank
care
you,
and blessings.
Blessings to you.
Thank you. Okay, Thea. Welcome. It's your turn.
Hi.
Hi.
I came on late, so who will I be talking to?
This is Mata Hari.
Hi, Mata Hari.
Hello, dear
Mary,
one.
You might have already. Hello. You might have already covered this, so if you have, then I have nothing else. So I saw that Putin has canceled all his engagements, meetings for the net this week. Have you talked about that, Mary?
No, we have not talked about that, so I'm glad you're asking.
Okay, so could that be, could, are you able to tell us what he's doing, or maybe we are not supposed to know? Like, is he talking with the Galactics or just having meetings going on? So whatever you would like to share would be wonderful.
He has meetings scheduled with the Galactics.
Yes. So that's why he's not. He's canceled all his other meetings.
Don't you think that has priority?
Yes.
Oh, me too.
Of course. Are you able to sort of tell us what the meetings are about, or that's something we're not supposed to be discussing at the moment?
It will come out, dear one. In the not-too-distant future.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you being here tonight for everyone.
You're most welcome, my dear.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Bye.
Thank you, Thea.
Namaste.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so since there's only one of Putin and he has not been cloned, yes, if he has to be in meetings with the Galactics, he can't be in meetings with some regular human folk, so to speak. All right?
Well, regular I don't think has much to do with it, dear.
I'm sorry. Okay. Heads of state, other... meetings that were scheduled, whatever. Okay.
Yeah. No, okay.
They're not regular folks. Okay. All right. Well, that's very good. I'm very appreciative of Putin's getting this help and being willing to listen and take it to heart, because apparently he is truly accepting a great deal of their guidance, it sounds like.
Indeed he is.
Uh-huh. Very wise. Very wise.
Humanity owes him a debt of thanks.
Yes. And I trust in time that that will become apparent to the public, shall we say. Hopefully, it will.
You mean they need more than they have now to do that?
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Interesting.
Interesting. Very interesting times. May we live in interesting times, and we do. Okay. The Brexit, the British people voting to leave the Eurozone, seems to be encouraging potential exits from the system by various other countries, even states like Texas, Alaska, Hawaii, which Alaska and Hawaii never were really states in the sense of all the other states. Is there some activity of significance going on, say, in France, Germany, Italy, Greece?
Activity of significance? Is that the question?
Yes.
There is activity of significance throughout the planet there.
Okay, so the Brexit was a wake-up for everybody to say, oh, things can be different.
There can be freedom.
Yes. Okay. All right. And any information about trying to reverse that or have another vote or whatever is just more cabal or Illuminati trying to get rid of that event?
If they can sell you disinformation, they will have made progress. Don't buy it.
Right.
Is my advice.
Right. I totally agree that that whole system of the European Union needs to be dismantled if we're going to be in favor of the people having the power instead of a few elitists.
What a concept.
Yeah. It's the way it's supposed to be. Hopefully we are returning to that. Okay, is there anybody of significant decision-making power in the White House? Has anybody moved in?
Well, you have gardeners who work with the plants.
Yes, and
that's
staff.
That's significant.
And staff.
And there's, yes, right.
Staff.
Who take care of the interior, et cetera.
Yes.
Yes. So, yes. There is.
But not high-level political decision makers.
Oh, you are funny. No, not those.
Okay. Okay. Hopefully the staff is using this time to do some extra special deep cleaning of the rugs and the woodwork and some other things to some real deep maintenance because it's a perfect opportunity.
It certainly is.
For that.
Yes.
So, good. Okay.
Although in the future you may find the physical seat has moved.
The physical seat of government may be moving either to Colorado or to Nevada?
Correct.
Okay. I think the cabal planned Colorado, but Nevada seems to be quite important in recent months as a financial center. True?
True.
Okay, is there anything else you can tell us about any of that?
You have much change upon you, dear one. You know that.
Oh, I do know that.
Celebrate it.
Yes. Yes, absolutely exciting, exciting times. Now, I was going to suggest when we talked about Putin canceling his meetings for this week, the publicly known meetings, or private, but spending time with the Galactics instead, that you said the information about those meetings would come out in time. Is VeteransToday.com the best place for Americans to find that information, or is there another source?
That's number one.
Number one. Okay. Okay. And RTRussiaToday.com, for those who can get it, it would be another potential source?
Yes.
Okay. Are those the best?
They are indeed.
Okay, good. Good. How is...
But yes? Can I make a recommendation?
Please.
Of somebody you should check with when you're considering any information coming in?
Yes.
I can make that recommendation?
Please.
Check with your higher self. How does it feel to you?
Oh, that is so important.
It is. Come on, you don't have to have somebody tell you. It is not necessary. You can check with yourself.
Okay, and everybody can do that, right?
That is what I am suggesting.
Yes.
That they do. Yes. Please.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Is there any topic that we've not covered that you would like to give advice to our listeners and people who will listen to the archived call, Mata Hari, in the future that would be of value besides listening to your higher self on all the information? Is there anything else that you would like to add to that?
I will go back to my original message. Have passion in whatever it is that you're choosing to do. That passion is so important. I can't tell you enough. It's the juice that powers your actions into meaningful completion. It makes it work. Without it, it's just motion.
Okay, that's because that's the passion is where the energy is, and everything is energy. Is that
the passion? Connects the activity to the energy. Yes.
Okay. All right. And that energy is of the higher realms, the divine, the creator, source, the universe, whatever somebody, the force, whatever somebody wants to call it, God.
Yes, call it God, and that's fine.
Okay.
You can call it divine will. You can call it whatever you like, but it's the juice.
The juice. Okay. Juice is a good word.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Very good. All right. To wrap up here, I'm just looking at, can you give us a current report on Gaia and how she is doing and how the progress toward the new Earth is coming along?
Well, there are multiple things you have brought up here. Gaia is doing well at healing herself. The new Earth is already fully formed and ready for the ascension of Gaia to her new body. You know that.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And so, as we've been told, this planetary body, Gaia, will move through the new Earth, which is about three times as big as our current planet, and Gaia transfers her beingness into the new earth as this happens. Is that correct?
That's the ascension of Gaia that you're describing, yes.
Okay. So then this planet, with no longer having Gaia as her presence, this planet's to be broken up into building blocks to be used elsewhere in the universe for building new whatever, planets, whatever.
Huh? Indeed.
Okay. So it's as Gaia moves out of this planet and into the new Earth, then this planet becomes simply material to be broken up.
Yes. Okay. Everything on or in Gaia when this occurs will either ascend or be given the opportunity to play some more, to have another 3D experience elsewhere. Either, you know, but every sentient being on the planet will leave one way or the other as this process occurs, so that when the planet is broken up into building blocks, there won't be anybody, any souls disturbed.
Okay. And that would include all the animals and the plants?
Everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Okay. Even the bugs are going to get to go somewhere, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. So those people who are not going to join in the ascension process will be going to another 3D planet somewhere in the universe or whatever.
Yes, they'll get to continue to play.
Okay, on another 3D situation. And
there's no judgment from spirit or from anywhere on somebody choosing to continue to play. That's simply a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will eventually come back to spirit. But how long will that take? It'll take what it takes.
Yes. Okay. Well, the expression has been continue to play, and yet a lot of people on the planet now would not consider this 3D life play. It's a lot of work or a lot of difficulty for many people. So that word is being used kind of loosely?
Well, no matter how seriously you're taking what you're doing, it really is play. I mean, you could back up and look at it from a little higher place and you can see that. With your nose in it, it's hard to see.
Yes, okay. So the word play also could mean like a theater play, since all the world's a stage, as Shakespeare so clearly put.
Yes.
Right, okay. Okay. I did express to someone this week that the experience here, life, is like silly putty. You can have it any way you want because we're all creators. Right, we create our experience depending on what choices we make.
Yes.
Not sure they accept it that well, but it is true, is it not?
Yes, you all are creators of your own lives. And you all can change your experience in the blink of an eye simply by choosing to align to experiences that you wish to be aligned to.
Yes.
It's just that simple. It's not complicated.
Right. It is. Sometimes I think people have difficulty looking at it as choices and not feeling like victims, but none of us are victims. We do make choices.
It is true that there are zero victims.
Mm-hmm.
However it may look.
Or feel.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. thank you, Mata Hari, so very much.
My pleasure, dear one.
Your participation and presence today. We are very grateful. And we appreciate all the good that you did while you were here in your last life.
Thank you, dear.
All right. Thank you so very much. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Music will be on in a second. We do this every Thursday. Same time, same place. And we look forward to your being with us next time. And have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Thank you for your participation.